Credo in un Deo, Padre onnipotente, Maker of heaven and earth,
so they change their teachings, and but it doesn't matter who conquers the whole Catholic Church, they still keeps teaching the same thing. So because it teaches what Jesus Christ taught, and listeners, we believe that Jesus Christ is God, so he only had to come once and give us his teaching to the human race, straighten us up, die on a cross to save us, and that's the formed a church, which is the Roman Catholic Church. Listeners, the church to which I belong to. So really, I'm highly privileged to be able to talk about it, you know, as badly as I talk and talk, as fast as I talk. But nevertheless, I do take this little message out that Jesus Christ is God. And today, I'm going to teach about his mother and what his mother, who's hardly ever seen him. She was a Jewish lady, a young Jewish lady, and they were very polite girls. They never spoke too much. The guys did the speaking, the guys were the big bosses, the ladies raised the children, did the cooking, cleaned the house, and they didn't make much noise. It sounds quite a good system to me, listeners, and that's what our lady did. She was humble, and she was obedient, and she was silent, and she was the mother of God as well, queen of heaven and earth. Well, listeners, and so did she teach? Yes, she did teach this, but mostly, listeners, it was indirectly that she taught. She taught by her example, for example, when she's silent, when she knew her son was God himself, made man through her womb, and yet she never complained when he died on the cross to save us. Yes, he died on the cross to save her too, to save every human being that's ever been born. Jesus Christ, the God-man, saved to open the gates of heaven. So when I say he died to save them, he gave them the opportunity of salvation. Because God does things a fraction different for us. What God does, he makes it so that we choose him. He doesn't automatically put us into heaven forever. That he gives us the opportunity in all good conditions to choose him. So we must choose God. He deals out the angels. He gives us this mighty thing called free will. And with free will, we choose him or reject him. Almost, listen, I would hope that we didn't have free will, so that he just let us automatically choose him and we go to heaven. But he's made it tougher than that. He left it for us to be involved in this choice, that we must choose God. We choose God by being good, being good to your neighbour, especially. How can you love God, St. John says, if you do not love your neighbour? Because God you cannot see. It's an abstract. But with your neighbour, you can actually see him. There he is. He's jacked. He's sitting on the ground and he's hungry. He's got no shoes. And you've got three shoes, eh? Yes, listeners, you've got to give him one of them. And if you're a really good Christian, you give him two shoes and you only keep one for yourself. Makes it a bit difficult, doesn't it? Yes. And somebody slaps you. Jesus Christ said, turn the other cheek. Wow. That is hard stuff, listeners. He probably learned all these things from his mother, listeners. Because who's the greatest teacher in Jesus Christ's life? That's right. What's his mother? Who was the greatest teacher in your life? Yes, that's right, listener. Your mother, the first one who taught us. She taught us, listeners, to walk. She taught us to talk, listeners, to squawk, everything. It was our mother. And same with Jesus Christ when he became man. He chose Our Lady, and then he let her choose him. Can God himself come a man in your womb to save the human race? How can that be, she says? Because I am vowed to be a virgin forever. I will never, ever know man. And therefore the angel told her the power of the Holy Spirit will do this for her. God himself will do it. And she will remain a virgin, and yet she will have a son, Jesus Christ, the God-man, who is from all eternity God, the personality of God, nature of God. But he takes on, 2,000 odd years ago, the personality of a man through his mother, Mary, Jesus Christ. So when Jesus Christ gives us the eight Beatitudes, then we actually hear, it sounds like, his mother talking, that very, very good woman. That blessed are the poor. Does that joylessness? Yes, she was poor. Yes, when they went to Bethlehem for him to be born, here the Mother of God, the Princess of the Universe, here she is having her noble, noble son, and it's in the snowlessness. And it's in the mountains, 2,800 feet up, which was 1,200 feet below the lowest spot on earth in that Jordan Valley. So she was 4,000 feet above the Jordan Valley in Bethlehem in Jerusalem, where she had her son, Jesus Christ. Listen, at midwinter, cold. What flashy hostel? None. What motel? None, listeners. They could not find anywhere to stay. They were in a stable, listeners. Stable for the animals. Drafty, listeners. St. Joseph, so embarrassed that his wife had to bring forth her son there in the stable. With the ox, yes, and the ass, to keep the little baby warm. Breathing there, and a little wee scraps of rag put up to keep the wind down, listeners. That's how God himself, he became a man and went on to die on the cross. So the great thing that Mary taught us, listeners, yes, one of the great things was her silence and her humility and her obedience to the will of God. Because God ordained that his son must become a man and die on the cross. The only way that the human race can be saved is for the very Son of God to give his lifeblood by dying on a cross. Listeners, and we must say, yes, because the Father says, my Son Jesus, I love you, but you must die. You must die that your brothers can get to heaven. Listeners, and the woman herself, Mary, had to say, not my will, but your will, Father. Your will says, my son Jesus must die. Therefore, my son Jesus must die. Yes, and I vote for that. That is my will too. That my only beloved son must die on a cross, naked, scourged, blood everywhere. And every morning I go to Mass, listeners. I thank Our Lady's decision and God's. When I receive Holy Communion every day, I receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ at Mass. So forever, all Christians have the power to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, the crucified Christ, who we have to will likewise to die on a cross to save us. Not because we hate him, listeners, but because we love him. We love him. He loves us. He loves us so much he was prepared to die for us. And we have to say, thank you, Jesus, as we vote for your death, that you save us, so that we can get to heaven. be with you for all eternity. These are the little things that Mary taught us, listeners. Yes, and she taught us in the Annunciation, and in St. Luke especially, chapter 1, 2, and 3. Chapter 3, where he was born in St. Luke. And we will read, yes, the 8 Beatitudes of Jesus Christ in chapter 5 of St. Matthew, where we hear Mary talking through her son Jesus, that blessed are the poor, and blessed are the meek, and blessed are the humble, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are the pure, because she was purelessness, and Jesus Christ was pure. Who can convict me of sin? He said. So he taught us his great teaching with the 8 Beatitudes, just like the great teaching of his Father, a God, was the 10 Commandments given to us in the Old Testament. How a man is to be saved through the 10 Commandments. You must love God with your whole mind and soul and strength, keep the Sabbath day and not swear in the name of God. And you must love your neighbour, you must not kill. And yes, the 7 other commandments, the smaller ones to do with human beings. Those 10 commandments, that's how man must live. And that's how he gets to heaven. And the great teaching perfected that of Jesus, that blessed are the poor, and blessed are the peacemakers, and blessed are the humble, and blessed are the pure. So we look now, and we have a reading. First of all, as we start every week with the Our Father, we will start with the Our Father, that Jesus gave us the prayer to his own Father, because he followed the will of God to become a man. He followed the will of God to die on a cross and to save us. And when his apostles saw the beauty of him praying at night, sometimes all night, Jesus, teach us to pray. And Jesus said, this is how you pray. Our Father, not my Father, Father of everybody, the whole human race. We're all brothers, listeners. In the Christian religion, we are all brothers. Yes, everybody, because God is our Father, maker of us all. We want him to welcome all of us to heaven with no exceptions. Our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, communion, listeners. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's a bit rough, listeners. We're asking God to forgive us as we forgive other people. How do you forgive other people, listeners? Yeah, most of us not too good. Most of us are pretty selfish. That's why we don't forgive other people much. Yeah, we're very accusative of them, but not of ourselves. We forgive ourselves easily. No, listeners, we must forgive others as we forgive them, as we've forgiven ourselves. My listeners, deliver us from evil. Amen. Oh, I like that, listeners. I want God to deliver me from all evil. So this is the lovely prayer of the Our Father Jesus gave us, which we say every day, especially in our rosary. And then we have the reading. I apologize a little bit for the reading, listeners, because I read it so often. I read it so often, listeners, because it's so beautiful. It's how God himself became a man. Listen carefully, listeners, because it's so simple, you'll miss it. This is how God became a man. And this is how we say our rosary. This is how we say our Hail Mary. When you hear Ave Maria being sung on the radio, this is the very words, usually in Latin, often in English, or every language in the world, with the Hail Mary. And these are the words comes from. And the first chapter of St. Luke, verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel, being come in, said unto her, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, who having heard, was troubled at the angel's saying, and thought within herself, what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the very Son of the Most High God. And that Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be done? Because I know not man." And the angel answered, said to her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High God shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy One which shall be born of thee shall be called the very Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month of her pregnancy, of her that had been called barren. Because no word shall be impossible with God." And then these are the words, the great words, which are the actual Bible, listeners. These three or four words. "And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her." When Mary said, "Be it done unto me according to thy word," at that moment, God himself became man, and we were potentially saved. The gates of heaven will be opened by his death, and every man who so chooses can now go to heaven, listeners, for all eternity. Eternal happiness, if you want it. Yes, it's all those who would like eternal happiness. Put up your hand. Yes, you can now get to heaven. You can be saved eternally. Eternal happiness. That sounds pretty good to me, listeners. That sounds something worth giving your life for. For working hard at that to save other people so that you can be saved. Great stuff, listeners. And it goes on there, and to continue with Our Lady's teaching, in the rest of that chapter 1 of St. Luke's Gospel, we have some of the few words that Our Lady spoke in her life. And here she, 20 times odd, she praises the name of God in 20 odd lines. And this is what it says. "And Mary, rising up in those days, went to the hill country with haste to a city of Judah. And she entered the house of Zachary and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. She cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my God should come to me? For behold, as soon as I heard the voice of thy salutation sound in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken of thee by the Lord." And then Mary's her words come forth. "And Mary said, My soul doth magnify God, and my spirit rejoices in God, who is my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. And behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed." That's what we call Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, because it's foretold that she'll be called blessed. "Because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is God's name. His mercy is from generation unto generation to them that fear him. He has showed the might of his arm, and he has scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He has put down the mighty from their seat. He has exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has received Israel as a servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abram and his seed forever." Yes, listeners, if you analyse those few lines of Mary that she spoke, in it you can see the eight Beatitudes especially. You can see much of the teaching of Jesus Christ in his life coming from Mary, what Mary spoke before he was even born. Yes, the words of Mary, the great teacher. And that's what we're talking about today. Mary is teaching. She teaches, listeners, she teaches us. And Mary abode with Elizabeth for about 3 months, and she returned into her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time of being delivered was come, and she brought forth a son that was John the Baptist, listeners. And Elizabeth and her neighbours and kinsfolk heard that the Lord had showed his great mercy towards her, and they congratulated Wathu. It came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him by his father's name. Zachary is the name they wanted for him. And his mother answering said, "Not so, but he shall be called John." And they said to her, "There's none of that your kindred by that name. Nobody is called John." And they made signs to the father how he would have him called. And demanding a writing tablet, he wrote, saying, "John is his name." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue was loosed, could be instructed by the angel. And he spoke, blessing God. And fear came upon all their neighbors. And all these things were noised abroad over the whole country of Judea. And all they that had heard them laid them up in their heart, saying, "What one think ye shall this child be? For the hand of the Lord is certainly with him." And Zachary, his father, was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he prophesied, saying, now these are the words of Zachary. Listen, it's a very famous hymn in the canticle of the New Testament. They're called in Latin the Benedictus, blessed be the Lord. And so if you listen carefully, listen, and you can see how on page one of this St. Luke's Gospel, the angel came to Zachary and told him in his old days him and his wife could have a son. And old Zachary, he wouldn't believe him. He says, "No way, he's I'm too old, my wife's too old." So the angel struck him dumb. So he was dumb right through for the pregnancy of Elizabeth until the child was circumcised 8 days after his birth. And then, so he breaks forth. And in listening to what Zachary is saying, listeners, you can see what Our Lady told him in the 3 months she stayed with him. From a doubting, grumpy old fellow, he turns into a holy old man. And this is what he says about his son who's going to go in front of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and announce his coming to the world. That's exactly what John did 30 years after this event. And as Zachary said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, because he has visited and wrought the redemption of his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation to us in the house of David, his servant. As he spoke by the mouth of the holy prophets, who are from the beginning, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy testament, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father, that he would grant to us, that being delivered from the hand of our enemies, we may serve him without fear, serve him in holiness and justice before him all our days. And thou, O child, O John, shall be called a prophet of the Most High God. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, and to the remission of their sins, through the bowels of the mercy of our God, in which the Orient from on high hath visited us, to enlighten them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to direct our feet in the ways of peace and holiness. And the child grew, was strengthened in spirit, was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel." So, listeners, we can see there that that beautiful prayer, the Benedictus of Zachary, is actually the prayer given to him by Our Lady. Because Our Lady, and interesting enough, listeners, when John the Baptist came 30 years later in the desert to announce the coming of the Messiah, you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, what he said, listeners, and it is all he knew, what he said, what Our Lady had told his father on this occasion 30 years beforehand. Because it was Our Lady was a great teacher, in spite of her silence. And just like with the Apostle John, who wrote the book of Revelations, the great events in the future, and wrote the great book of St. John, the greatest of all the readings in the Bible, where John starts in chapter 1 of his Gospel. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and nothing that was made, everything was made by him," listeners. And that, once again, is Our Lady speaking. She's telling us that Jesus, he is the creator of the universe, the Word. The God himself, the Father, used Jesus as though he were a pen to write the words of the universe. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos in Greek, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yes, Jesus Christ was God, and that is Our Lady teaching us that her Son, Jesus Christ, is God Himself. Because it's not everywhere that was said, it was only in John, and John lived 15 years, listeners, with Our Lady. So Our Lady, especially taught by her silence at the foot of the cross, in humility, she taught, and in obedience. Yes, that she watched her Son die, because it was the will of the Father that the Son must die. And she likewise, in many apparitions now, in the Old Testament, sometimes God Himself, often He'd send an angel to tell what He had to say. But in the New Testament, mostly, it is Our Lady, the Queen of Prophets, who's sent to speak to saints about the coming of the future, what is going to happen. Sometimes Jesus Christ Himself comes, and more often than not, it's His Mother He sends. And she's gentle, she's loved, she does not condemn people to death. God does, though. God can condemn us to listeners. So the gentle Mother, she's the one that Jesus Christ sends to teach us and to aid us. So in the days now coming, listeners, of the great red dragon and the Antichrist, where communism takes over the world, listeners, much as it seems it's not, the great red dragon takes over the world with the Antichrist. And therefore, and we know from the very beginning of the Bible that in the latter days, that the woman, Mary, she shall crush the serpent's head, the great red dragon. The book of Apocalypse tells us that, chapter 12. You'll see a sign in the sky of a woman bathed in the sun, with the moon at her feet and 12 stars around her head. You'll see another great red dragon, and there'll be war in heaven between the two, and the woman shall defeat him through St. Michael. So those are the things that happen in the last days, listeners. And it's Our Lady who tells us these things, for she is the vehicle that God uses with St. Michael to crush the great red dragon. All the terrible things that are taking place in the world now, listeners, all is going to come good. And Our Lady, Our Mother, we're going to have a time of peace on the earth, listeners. Many people think it's the end of the world coming. And no, it's a time of peace coming, listeners. Time of great trauma first, but then peace. Yes, there's many floods, many signs now in the sky and earthquakes of things that are going to take place. Yes, they're going to take place, listeners. But if we pray to God, beg for His mercy and act like Our Lady. Not too much moaning, not too much groaning, listeners. No, let us try and be holy and obey the will of God. And you cannot say you love God if you do not love your neighbour. We must love our neighbour, listeners. We must love everybody, especially love God. And then God will protect us in the time of the traumas that are coming upon the earth. And so we're witnessing today about Mary teaching, listeners, how when she had her son in Bethlehem, in the cold and the freezing, and in that stable, we learn from her our silence and our humility, listeners. And that the sword was going to come to pierce her heart, but she heard that there was no complaint. And her flight into Egypt, she was humble and obedient and no complaint. Always under the shadow of a cross all her life. The cross ruled her life and that of her son Jesus, because they knew that was their destiny, to save the world by the son dying at the cross, and she at his feet watching him slowly die. And there she earned us as their children, and she is our mother. We were born in the pain of the cross, the children that Jesus protected us. Well, thank you very much, listeners. I hope you, it's a subject I do like talking about, listeners. I hope you enjoyed it. Mary teaches us. Good afternoon, and God bless you. I hope to speak to you next week.